Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
It's an honor to share God's word with you today.
很荣幸今天早上跟大家来分享神的话语。
Given there was no Sunday school, so I have an extra hour.
今天没有主日学，所以我们有多了一个小时。
Just kidding.
开个玩笑。
I saw a lot of worried faces right away.
看很多人好像很着急。
my name is Jack Lee.
讲员的名字叫李杰。
My wife there is Noel.
他的太太。
I was born in Taiwan, but I grew up overseas.
他是在台湾出生，在海外长大。
My family has been with New Hope Christian Church for about a year, and we've been working alongside Lisi with the middle school children.
他们的家庭来到我们这个教会有一年的时间，他和 Lisi 姐妹，李杰弟兄和 Lisi 姐妹一起来服侍中学生。
It's been a privilege and an honor to work with your children.
很荣幸能够来服侍你们的孩子。
Because Jesus said that don't hinder the children from coming to me, for the kingdom belongs to such as these.
因为耶稣曾经说过，不要拦阻这些孩子到我面前来，因为天国是他们的。
And we know that you love your children and want the very best.
我们知道你很爱你的孩子，要把最好的给他们。
And so we take our responsibility very seriously, and it's truly an honor and privilege to work with them.
所以我们很荣幸来服侍他们。我们在服侍的时候，我们也会有非常严肃认真的态度来负起责任。
I've been married for 20 years, and I have four sons, four children.
李杰弟兄结婚有二十年，有四个孩子，四个儿子。
So a couple of them will be heading off or heading back to college this month.
其中有一些马上就要回到大学。
My second son, Sean, will be introduced a little later today. He's going to University of Minnesota.
他的二儿子，很快我们待会儿还会再介绍，他会去明尼苏达大学。
And I understand that's where Mr. Wu is got his graduate degree.
那是我拿到我的这个博士生那个学位的地方。
So it's his privilege. So I was born into an atheist family and came to the Lord during my time in college.
李杰弟兄呢是出生在一个无神论者的家庭，他是在大学的时候信主。
After college, I did attend Dallas Seminary and have a degree in theology.
他在大学毕业之后呢，后来又在达拉斯神学院拿到了这个神学的学位。
But professionally, I've been working as a businessman.
从职业上来讲呢，他实际上是一个生意人。
So for the last 15 years, I've been leading small businesses or businesses of Fortune 500 companies.
他在过去的这个15年里面，主要是在一个财富500强的公司里面来负责一些商务。
In the last few years, one of the things I have touched a lot is contracts.
在过去几年里面，他有很多事情呢是。都是跟合同相关的。
So today we are going to look at a passage in the Bible. It's a promise of God.
今天我们会来看圣经里的一段经文，是关于神的应许。
And a promise is a contract, if you will. It's God's promise to Jacob.
实际上神的应许，我们也可以从这个合同的角度来看待，是神对雅各的应许。
And you might wonder, what does a contract or a promise have to do with us today? It's historical, it's 4,000 years ago.
你或许会觉得奇怪，为什么4000年前的一个历史人物，他的合约或者是应许和我们现在有什么关系呢？
It's a promise made to an individual. What does it have to do with the church, with us?
而且这是一个对个人的这样的一个应许，它跟我们现在的教会有什么关系呢？
These are great questions.
这是一个很好的一个问题。
And I would say that the importance of this passage we'll study today cannot be underestimated.
我觉得今天的这个经文的重要性呢，我们不能低估。
First, it's from the book of Genesis, so it speaks of God from the beginning.
首先呢，这是在创世纪里面，是神从起初开始就是神。
And this passage speaks to the character of God.
这一段经文呢，它讲到神的一些品格。
And there's an underlying theme from this passage that we will get that's foundational to the Bible.
这一段应许下面有一个很基本的一个线索，实际上它是圣经里面一个很基要的一个应许。
So before we get into this passage, I'd just like to share, we'll look at this passage really from two perspectives.
我们在仔细的来看这段经文之前呢，我是想说我们这段经文里面我们要从两个角度来看。
The first perspective is from a contractual perspective.
第一个角度呢就是从合同或者是立约的角度来看。
The second perspective is from a contextual perspective.
第二个角度就是从这个圣经的前后文来看。
So if you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, let's turn to Genesis chapter 28 together.
打开你的圣经，到创世纪二十八章。
We will read verse 10 through 22.
我们会来读从第十节到第二十二节。
I will read in English, and if you would follow along in Chinese.
讲员会用英文来读，你可以用中文一起来随着他一起读。
So Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran.When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham,and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dusty earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. And I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you,until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it as a pillar and poured oil on top of it.He called the place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house.And of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth. God bless the reading of His word.
神祝福他自己的话语。
I am not an expert on law.
我并不是一个法律方面的专家。
And there may be some lawyers sitting in the congregation.
在座或许有律师。
But I understand that there are, from a contractual perspective, there are four key elements to every contract.
我觉得所有的合约里面都有四个要素。
The first is an offer.
第一个呢就是一个主动提出来的一个提议。
So who it is that is making the offer or the contract?
是谁来提出来。
And then the second element is a consideration. What is in this contract?
第二个是这个合约的内容。
The third is around the intention of legal consequences. What will happen if the contract is not fulfilled?
第三个的话是违约的后果。
The last is an acceptance.
第四个是由谁来承受。
So a contract is not complete unless it has all four elements and they're fulfilled.
如果一个合约的话，一个约的话，它不会来成就，除非有这四个要素。
However, to fully appreciate a contract, you really need to understand the heart or the spirit of the contract.
此外如果要想真正理解的一个合约的话您一定要理解它的精神和它的前因后果。
Oftentimes, it's not stated in the contract why this contract is being established.
通常在合约里头它并没有说我为什么要有这个合约。
And oftentimes in the contract, all we read are caveats or what are escapes why this contract could not be valid.
在合约里面会有好多注意事项一些例外就是防止人从合约里面可以逃掉。
So, from that, Now let's take a look at this passage from a contractual perspective.
So 基于这些背景呢，我们来看一看，从这个合约的角度来讲，我们来看这一段经文。
First, let's take a look at who is making the offer.
我们先来看一看是谁主动提出。
If you will, take a look back in the passage.
你可以来看经文。
Genesis 28, verse 13.
在28章第13节。
You see, it says, "There above it stood the Lord, and he said, 'I am the Lord.'"
他说我是耶和华。
So the first thing that God introduces himself, making the offer, is, "I am the Lord."
所以他是谁来提出呢？是我是耶和华，是耶和华来提出。
The Hebrew word here is Jehovah Yahweh.
希伯来文是耶和华，亚威。
This is the holy name of God.
这是神圣洁的名字。
And it's so holy that the Jews would not put the vowels in, so they just spell it YHWH.
因为它太圣洁，所以犹太人不敢直呼其名，他们把其中的元音给去掉，用一些字母来代替。
It means I am, the great I am.
它的意思是我是，我就是我。
So this is how God introduced himself as the one who is self-existent. He doesn't need anyone.
这是神他自己来介绍他自己，他不需要任何，他不依赖于任何，他是自由拥有的。
There are other words that we translate or refer to God in the Bible.
在圣经里面也有其他的词来作为神的名字。
A very common one is Adonai, which we translate L-O-R-D, but with a little O, little R, little D.
这个是一个就是我们常见的是主。
It talks about God's position as our Lord.
它是讲到神和我们的关系。
But that's not used here.
但是这里并没有用主。
Here also is not the word Elohim.
还有另外一个叫伊罗辛。
So that translates usually as God.
一般是翻译成神。
God doesn't address himself first and foremost as Elohim.
但是在这里神也没有用神。
This speaks, God addresses himself first and foremost to Jacob as Yahweh.
在这里神是称自己为耶和华。
And then second, not only did God address himself as a self-existent holy one,
就是神用这个亚威的名字来表明他是自由拥有的，是圣洁的。
Notice the next thing God says of himself, he says, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac.
接下来神说他是你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
So the second thing God addresses and shares himself with Jacob directly is that he is a relational God.
第二点神所要说的是他是与人建立关系的神。
He is not only this holy self-existent I am God.
他不仅仅是一个圣洁的，然后这样的一个完美的一个神。
But he is a relational God. He is able to be a personal God of Abraham and to Isaac.
他是要与人建立关系，所以他是亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
Notice though, at this point, he is not the God of Jacob.
注意到这里，他并没有称自己为雅各的神。
He is not yet the God of Jacob.
他还没有成为雅各的神。
This will become important as we continue to study this passage.
我们接下来就会看到它的重要性。
The second is, let's take a look at the consideration.
下面我们来看立约的内容。
There are actually five parts to the consideration.
立约内容包括五点。
There are two that are long term.
有两点是长期的。
Three points that are short term.
有三点是短期的。
The long term have to do with the descendants of Jacob being like the dust of the earth and will spread out north, south, east, and west, and everywhere.
短期的涉及到这个神对他的后裔的应许必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东南西北开展。
That's the long term.
这是一个长期的。
In the short term, God says, I will be with you and watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised.
短期的他说我也与你同在，无论你往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
So notice the short term and the long term. And if you look at Jacob's response, Jacob responds to the short-term promises.
所以我们看到这里有长期和短期，而雅各他在回应的时候，他只回应了短期的应许。
He says, "If you provide food for me, and you protect me, and you watch over me, and you bring me back to my father's land, you will be my God."
他说，如果你与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以你为我的神。
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the third element, which is around the intention of legal consequences.
我们再来看第三个要素，就是违约的后果。
So what happens when God does not fulfill his promise?
如果神没有实现他的应许，是有什么样的后果呢？
This is very interesting. God puts his name on the line.
这是很有意思的是神用他的名来担保。
There is no greater name than the name of God, the I am.
没有比我是这个名字更大的这个名字。
So God swears by his own name, puts his name, put his reputation on the line that he will fulfill.
神用他的名来担保他一定会成就他的应许。
There is no condition in this passage that Jacob needs to fulfill.
注意到这里并没有关于要求雅各的条件他需要 来做的。
This is a promise of God that he will fulfill, and he swears by his name.
这是完全是从神那里来的应许，而且他起誓要应验。
And then lastly, let's take a look at the acceptance.
我们再来看看第四点，就是这个约的承受。
So the offer was made to Jacob.
这个提议是向Jacob, 雅各提出来的。
Notice in the passage, Jacob said, if.God, in verse 20, if God will be with me and will watch over me and so on, then God will be my God.
所以注意到在第二十节里面雅各许愿他说如神若与我同在所以是有一个条件在里面那最后我会以他为我的神。
So Jacob accepts conditionally.
雅各他是有条件的来接受这个来承受这个约。
He had not yet accepted the full contract.
他并没有完全来承受这个约。
If we fast forward, because of brevity of time, we won't go there. But if you fast forward, God did indeed fulfill all his promises.
如果我们再往后看的话，我们会发现神所应许了他所有的这个实现了他所有的应许。
And Jacob did indeed make God his God.
雅各确实后来以神作为他的神。
But it took 20 years.
但是他花了二十年的时间。
And then that's one more element around the acceptance is how long is this promise?
另外一个就是关于承受的就是他这个应许大概有多长时间。
So we talked about the 20 years for the short-term fulfillment.
我们刚才提到短期的花了二十年才应验。
But there's an element, God's promise, that is long-term.
还有更长期的呢?
That is, goes as long as the existence of mankind.
这个长期的应许是一直到人类的存在的末了。
And as we look back from 4,000 years later, we know that God fulfilled his promise through the Lord Jesus Christ.
对，我们四千年之后的人们，我们知道，神应验这个长期的应许是通过耶稣基督。
We know that God, Jesus Christ, was a descendant of Jacob, and he blessed the whole world.
我们知道耶稣是雅各的后裔，他神借着他祝福世上的万族。
So a couple of key takeaways from a contractual perspective.
所以通过这个立约的角度，我们可以学习到
that God has and always fulfills His promises.
神他一直都是实现他的应许。
But some promises take a long time.
可是有些应许花了很多很长很长的时间。
And then God fulfilled his promise to Jacob through Jesus Christ.
神是实现他对雅各的应许是通过耶稣基督来实现的。
Now that we've looked at this passage from a contractual perspective, I'd like to turn our attention now to the contextual perspective.
所以我们刚才讲了从立约的角度，我们现在再来看这个圣经的前后文的角度。
Why did God make that promise?To Jacob at that time.
为什么神在那个时间向雅各来提出这样一个应许呢?
What was in the heart of God that God would make such a promise to to Jacob at that time.
神的心意到底是什么，让他有这样一个约呢？
I'd like to suggest that there are four reasons.
我这里提出四点原因。
The first is that God is a God who embraces broken people.
第一点就是神他要重建破碎的人。
You know from history, from previous chapters, that Jacob was born into a wealthy family.
我们从前面看到雅各实际上出生在一个家境富裕的一个家庭。
His grandfather was Abraham, his father was Isaac.
他的爷爷是亚伯拉罕，他的爸爸是以撒。
They owned great amount of land and great amount of sheep.
他们拥有很多物质上。
Had many servants, there was never a day lacking.
有很多仆人，没有一天缺乏。
But in chapter 28,
在第二十八章中，
what you find is that physically, Jacob had nothing.
你会发现，从这个物质上来讲，雅各什么也没有。
He was in a barren, rocky wasteland in the middle of nowhere.
他在荒郊野外。
Socially, he had nothing. He was separated from his family and fleeing for his life.
从社会上来讲，他是离开他的家庭，逃命。
Materially, he had nothing except the shirt.
物质上他只有身上穿的衣服。
Spiritually, he was distant from God.
从灵性上来讲，他远离神。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你现在是什么样的境况。
But that's how many of us came to Christ, was at the low point of our lives when we had nothing.
我们是能够回转来到耶稣的面前，通常是因为我们发现我们什么都没有。
You know, that is the heart that God seeks, those that are broken.
神是寻找破碎的人。
The second,
第二点
is demonstrating faithfulness to his promise to Abraham and Isaac.
神显示了他的信实，就是他向亚伯拉罕和以撒所立的约。
Turn back with me to a few verses earlier in chapter 28.
在二十八章前面的几个经节。
So chapter 28, verse 3 and 4, this is Isaac speaking.
第
二十八章。
What chapter?
二十八章三到四节。
二十八章三到四节。
Isaac says, May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of people.May he give you and your descendants a blessing given to Abraham so that you may take possession of the land.
这是以撒对雅各在临行前的祝福，他说愿全能的神赐福给你，使生养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
So Isaac had just prayed in chapter 28, verses 3 and 4, that God would give that promise given to Abraham and Isaac to his son, Jacob.
在这一段的祷告里面，以撒就是把神所赐给他和亚伯拉罕的福呢，都赐给了雅各。
And so God appearing to Jacob at that time is actually a direct answer to prayer.
所以实际上神向雅各立约这个事情，就是他直接回应了以撒在这一段时间的祷告。
And we see God's faithfulness.
我们看到神的信实。
You know, I was raised in a Chinese family, as you know.
我成长在一个华人的家庭。
And my father and my mom used to tell me, my parents used to tell me.
我的父母告诉我。
She said, they would say, there are many who will heap praise when you are doing well.
他说是锦上添花是很容易的事情。
But few are those that when your times are hard that will send you coal in the winter time.
在雪中送炭的人很少很难。
But our God is a God who comes to our rescue in the times of difficulties.
但神却是一个雪中送炭的神。
He is a faithful God.
他是一个信实的神。
The third reason I believe God showed up at that time is because God has a heart for the world.
第三点就是神也借此显明他对世界的心意。
You know, when I, before I became a Christian, I was raised in an atheist family.
在我回转成为基督徒之前，我是成长在一个无神论的家庭。
I thought Christianity is for foreigners, not for us Chinese people.
我觉得基督教是外来的宗教，不是我们中国人所信的。
And then after I became a Christian, I thought the God of the Old Testament really only cared about Israel.
然后我发现在圣经里面神只在意以色列人。
You know, later on I discovered I was wrong.
我是错的。
God has always been a God for the world. His heart, his passion has always been for the whole world.
神一直关爱整个世界的人。
Notice.
看。
Let's go back to chapter 28. Look at what God said to Jacob.
我们来看到神对雅各的这个话。
Look at verse 14 through 15.
14节15节。
Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the east and west and north and south. All the people on the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东南西北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
It has always been God's plan for the whole world to be blessed.
神的计划是要祝福整个世界。
The emphasis is on the blessing to the world, and Jacob being his and his offspring being the chosen instrument.
在神的计划里面，雅各是他所选择的一个器皿，祝福的器皿。
The question is really why Jacob?
问题是为什么是雅各呢
？As opposed to does God care and love the whole world?
而这个神实际上他是在意关爱整个世上的人。
The fourth reason and the last reason
第四个原因
is because God is foreshadowing his son.
神在预表他的儿子。
Notice that man cannot have a personal relationship with God.
注意到人是没有办法与神建立个人的关系。
In Jacob's dream, there was a stairway, a ladder that connected heaven to earth.
在雅各的梦里面是有一个梯子把地上跟天上给连起来。
And the angels of God were ascending and descending.
天使在上面上去下来。
So man's access to God was made possible through this ladder or stairway.
神到人要通向神的路是通过这个天梯。
Now turn with me to John chapter 1 verse 51. John chapter 1 verse 51.
在约翰福音第一章五十一节。
Let's start with verse 50.
开始第五十节。
Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
第五十节开始，耶稣对他说：“拿单雁说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
We find out in John chapter 1 that this ladder, the stairway, is not a thing.
所以我们从这个约翰福音第一章里面看到，这个天梯实际上它并不是一个东西。
It's a person, and it's a person of Jesus Christ.
他是一个人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He makes possible for man to have that personal relationship with the Almighty God.
他就是我们人通向神的路。
So now comes to a point of decision.
下面我们来到要做出一个回应。
If I were to give you the following and ask you what to guess or what's happening,
我下面跟你说一番话，然后你来猜测到底发生了些什么事情。
What would you guess? So, if somebody says to you, guess something, unconditional promise to provide.
如果有一个人跟你说这样一些话，他要应许是无条件的会供应你。
To protect you.
要保护你。
Companionship, be with you.
要陪伴你。
In good times and bad times.
无论是顺境还是逆境。
Out of faithfulness.
忠心。
And there will be fruitfulness later on.
而且会结果子。
What comes to mind?
你会想到些什么？
Don't you think of a marriage?
是不是像一个提婚的这样一个请求？
Is it a marriage proposal? And yes, this is a marriage proposal from God.
是的， 这是一个 求婚的一个请求。
But it is not complete.
这是从神来的请求，但是并不完全。
It's not complete until it is accepted.
它不完全是因为它还没有被接受。
The God of Jacob is the same God that's speaking to you today.
雅各的神，他没有改变，他现在在向你说话。
It is our God.
他是我们的神。
This is a God who embraces those that are broken and needy.
他就是这样一个来重建破碎人的神。
He is a God who is faithful to answering prayers.
他是一个信实的神，他回应你的祷告。
He's true to his promises, and he loves you. He's loved you from the beginning.
他对于他的应许也忠心，他从一开始他就爱你。
And he's made a way for you through the Lord Jesus Christ.
他通过耶稣基督，他为你开了一条路。
Has God been pursuing you?
神是不是一直都没有放弃你？
Do you know that God has been pursuing you?
你知道神没有放弃你吗？
Perhaps even a long time.
或许已经很长时间了。
20 years.
二十年了。
You know, God pursued Jacob, and he did not give up.
神他没有放弃雅各，而且他从来就没有放弃。
You know who you are if God has been pursuing you.
如果神他没有放弃你的话，你知道你是谁。
Remember that a promise is not complete until you accept.
记住他的神。的应许它并没有成全，除非你接受。
Would you accept today?
你愿意今天就接受吗？
And for those of us that have known God and perhaps for a long time,
对于那些已经认识神的人，
It's good to reflect on the salvation that we've been given.
我们也是应该来反省神给我们的救恩。
Perhaps you are discouraged by what's going on in the world today.
或许你对世界上所发生的事情很灰心。
Perhaps because of oil and gas and other market factors, you're looking for a job, or perhaps there are challenges that you face in your family and friends and schoolwork and whatnot.
或许这个石油行业的不景气，或者是家庭里面的一些困难，一些学校方面的一些挑战。
Be encouraged.
要鼓起勇气。
Take courage.
不要灰心。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
God is faithful to his promises.
神对他所发的应许，他信实。
And God will fulfill his promises.
他会应验他所发出的应许。
And God has work for us to do.
而且神也给我们一些事情让我们做。
For those of us that have known God, God wants us to spread his love to others that don't know him.
对于我们这些认识神的人，神要让我们来把他的话传遍所有的人。
It's the best thing we can do in response to His great love.
这是我们所能回应神的爱最好的办法。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
恩典的神，
We are in awe of You and of Your great love.
我们知道你是一个伟大的神。
Thank You for demonstrating that.Long-suffering love through the life of Jacob.
我们感谢你借着雅各的生平来向我们显示出你是怎样的神。
And we know that your Holy Spirit is wooing and touching many.
我们知道你的大能的圣灵在感动我们。
Pray that those that are being touched, Lord, that they would give up resisting and that they would accept you today.
主，我们就祷告，就求你圣灵来感动那些人，他们可以回转，可以归向你。
And for those of us that know you, Lord, would your great love move us into action?
主，对于已经接受你的人，经历到你爱的人，就求你来感动我们，让我们可以有行动。
Would you remind us of who you are and your promises?
请你提醒我们，你是一个怎样的神？你的应许是什么
？Would you turn our faces toward heaven and get a fresh new perspective of who you are.
主，让我们来重新认识你是一个怎样的神。
Bless your word into our hearts today.
就求你让你的话语存在我们心里面。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。